You are listening to the TTPA, to Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, the Shir, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Perek Dalid, Mishnah Yud Tet, paragraph 19, chapter 4, looking at the Mishnah elucidated in the Art Scroll version of the wonderful Mishnayos. A quick Mishnah, but a great Mishnah nonetheless. We're probably going to miss Monday and Tuesday next week because of Purim here in 2023. We try to do the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Sometimes we are not able to, so just a heads up probably about Monday and Tuesday because of Purim. But let's look at 419 Dalad Yates today. Shmuel HaKatan Omer Bin Pol Oyvecha Al Tismach Uvikashalo al Yogeli Becha, Penyura Hashem the Rap Enav, the Heshiv me Alav Apo. Shmuel HaKatan says, why was he called Shmuel HaKatan? Literally Shmuel the Small. He was called this in recognition of his great humility. Alternatively, he was called Shmuel HaKatan, Shmuel the Lesser, to distinguish him from the famous prophet by that name, Samuel, to thereby hint that Shmuel HaKatan was something like him. He too was considered worthy of being a prophet, but his generation was not worthy. Tosfos Yontov points out from Yerushalmi Sota, Shmuel HaKatan was a Tana who lived a generation before the destruction of the Second Temple. See Sanhedrin 11a. Bin Pol Oyvecha Al Tismach Vikashlo Al Yageli Becha Penyura Hashem V'Rabbeinu V'Heshiv Me'Alav Apo. When your enemy falls, Shmuel HaKatan says, do not be glad. When he stumbles, let your heart not rejoice, lest Hashem see and it be bad in his eyes, and he turn his anger from him. This comes from Mishlei Chaf Dalet Yud Zayin. It is wrong for a person to take pleasure in the suffering of another person, even if that other person is wicked and his enemy. Tiferes Yisrael, see Rabbeinu Yonah. This is all the more true if the person who is rejoicing is no better than the enemy who is suffering. The only justification for celebrating the downfall of the wicked is to rejoice over the increase in God's honor that takes place when people see justice being done, as Rabbi Yonah points out. This is the joy expressed in the verse from Mishlei over Avod Rishaim Rina. When the wicked are destroyed, there is glad song. See Tiferes Yisrael for a different explanation. Moreover, someone who rejoices in the downfall of his enemies gives the impression that he thinks God acted as his personal agent to punish them. This is bad in the eyes of God, as Rav points out. God will turn his anger away from the wicked person, directed to the one who rejoiced in his downfall, see Rav. Shmuel HaKatan's entire teaching here consists of quoting a single verse, a single pasuk from Mishlei. It is recorded here in his name because he would make a point of teaching this pasuk and its lesson to the people over and over, as Rav and Rashi point out. He needed to do so because many people in his time were guilty of this fault and thought there was nothing wrong with rejoicing over an enemy's downfall, as Rabbeinu Yonah points out. So remember, in your own life, don't be happy when someone else falls. Don't let your heart rejoice when someone else stumbles. We don't want Hashem to turn from him to you. We want Hashem to have everyone be peaceful and happy and rejoicing in our days, and make sure to set up in our ways to make sure that we have a wonderful life where we're happy for other people. Even if there are people who we like a little less, don't have enemies in life, but people you like a little less, as my dad taught, make sure to not look for their downfall. Don't be happy if they fall. Just make sure to worry about yourself and your family and your community, of course, and to do what you can to contribute to the world. But don't be happy when someone else falls. Just do what you can to work on yourself and work on your own midos in this world day by day in many different ways. Join us next time as we talk about a fascinating person, Elisha ben Avuya, who went off the derech. Very interesting stories related to that, but a saying that he said, talking about learning young versus learning old, what the difference is here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.